hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving, otherwise known as...
The Douche.
The Deuce. Here on this special edition of the big show today, it is the Scuba Radio Scuba Trivia Olympics in conjunction with the Winter Olympics in Italy going on right now. It's a separate category of something that we have started, and I regret thoroughly at this point, but it is what it is, and it's just how we roll sometimes. And we're asking scuba trivia questions of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad teams. So far, it does seem like the Hammerheads are starting to break away from the pack.
What do you mean starting?
I mean starting. I mean,
we're way
out
front.
I don't know.
We're dominating.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If I have any comment, I believe they started with several points ahead before the game even started.
Well, you have no comment, so we're going to leave it at that.
Hell, I didn't even know the thing had started yet.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's always on. We are always on, and you have to be ready to perform. As a matter of fact, I'm going to throw out a question right here. Scuba, what's it stand for? Casey, go. You should know this acronym.
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. You did say
all right,
scuba,
finally
right?
Got one.
Damn.
Correction.
Wait. He didn't get it
do
right?
Next. Yeah. Do the one that we texted you next for... like Kristen or
I thought that was what you guys threw at me.
No,
threw something else about on the commercial break.
Yeah.
No. Oh, that. Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You guys are doing your own competition.
You have to read the text message properly.
Self-contained underwater drinking apparatus.
Ah, the scuba. Scuba. I get okay. I gave that buzzer to myself because I guess I misread the acronym. Ooh, is that what it was?
You got
to
cut something off on you now, Greg.
It'd be a B. It'd be a B, not a D.
Okay.
Or a D, not a B.
I just got stabbed and I screamed like a girl. Kinda. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know what that was.
That's how you'd scream.
Like a sissy
okay.
You are.
All right. Next question. Since I'm in charge, kind of. We're going to go to Mermaid Kristen's team, the Narcosis Necrophiliacs. Right, wait, what is it again? What is your scuba trivia name? We'll get it by the end of the show, surely.
Narcosis Junkies.
Right, that's what I said. Okay.
Junkies.
So here's the question. What country is famous amongst divers for the largest blue hole in the world? Measuring 1,000 feet in diameter and reaching 440 feet in depth. What country is that world famous blue hole? Kristen or Dad? Don't look at your phone. No Googling. Okay, just checking.
One hand holding my iPad and one hand for you. I was looking at him to double check my answer of Belize.
You say Belize. You both agree that you're going to go with Belize. Belize is... How about that? They got one. They got one. They survived to live at least for another few minutes. All right. So we'll give them that much. Was that what you were going to guess, Jerry?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a liar. We know you.
Whatever.
We know you are a liar.
I was going to say that, too. Our team should have gotten a point, but no.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't believe it. All right, let's go to the Hammerheads. This one is almost too easy, but I'm going to throw it at you anyway. We got to figure this. You guys have earned it because you've been doing pretty good so far. So here's the question. Made famous by Charles Darwin, which islands off of Ecuador are home to many large pelagic creatures, including whales, sharks, rays, sea lions,
Galapagos.
And even swimming iguanas?
Galapagos.
Yep.
Done.
Galapagos.
Galapagos.
All right. That was
winner.
All right.
Chicken dinner.
You guys are on a roll. Now let's
winning.
See. Winning. Let's go to Jerry and Casey and see if they can get, you know, continue with the theme of getting these questions right for once. So, a scuba diver's essential breathing regulator split up into two basic parts. What are they called, Jerry and Casey?
First stage and second stage.
That's what Jerry says. Does Casey agree?
The question was the regulator?
Yeah, well, diver's center, yes. Or a regulator. It could be a regulator too, I guess.
Gag.
And?
I'd go with first and second stage.
You agree with your buddy, Team Trivia
We're
partner.
Talking overall regulator,
first
yes.
time ever. They got one. How about that? Okay, look, everybody's on a roll.
We're going to.
All right.
Rather be on a biscuit.
All right. Kristen is a big fan of math. So how many feet does pressure increase by one bar? Kristen, and her dad. What do you think? One bar increases by how many feet?
A bar.
I don't remember the difference. In
I don't either. I know. Is it 33 feet? Or is that's an atmosphere?
You say 33 feet. Does their dad agree? That is they're debating amongst themselves.
I don't remember. I don't remember how to convert it to a bar.
Yeah, bar. No. So what do you say then, Kristen? What's your final answer?
I don't know. So I'm gonna say 33 feet.
33 feet. Oh. You got it right.
Yeah.
Look at that. Wow. That is
a
pretty good.
A bar is 33 feet.
Yep.
There you go.
Is a bar and an atmosphere are the same thing.
Yeah.
How many bars have they been to?
There you go. Here comes Gomez. All right. Next question. We'll take this to the Hammerheads, I guess. Well, actually, we'll run this around the whole teams, all teams. What is the most popular scuba diving destination in the USA? Hammerheads, what say you? What do
Florida
you think?
Keys.
They say the Florida Keys. Casey and Jerry the Diver Guy, the Beards, say?
Say the Keys.
They say the Keys, too. They're gonna team up with the Hammerheads, are they? Okay. And now Kristen and her dad, Nitrogen Narcosis Netrophiliacs, say?
We say the Keys as well.
You guys all agree? Really?
We love the Keys.
Popular
I like it that much.
Scuba diving destination in the United States is the Florida Keys. How
yes.
about that? Okay.
I was thinking it might be Hawaii, but
no,
in Florida?
I want to go to Hawaii. All right. Okay, another math question. Let's take this one to Jerry the Diver Guy and Casey the Tobacco Nut, because we know they've excelled in that science, or if whatever it is. Question. Underwater objects are magnified by about how much? It's a percentage. Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, better known as the Drunks, or the Beards, or the...
No Beards.
Bigfoot
the Rum.
Lovers.
Rum lubricators or something.
Bigfoot cuddle buddies.
Yeah.
How Ooh, much you want to say, Jerry?
What percentage? What do you think, Jerry? Come on now. It's a number. Objects are magnified by about how much underwater?
30%.
30%, he says. Casey, do you agree?
I'll go with 30%.
He's going to go with 30%. The Hammerheads are going to say what? What percentage?
25%.
Okay, they say 20. Okay, we'll go. Okay, got two saying 20, one saying 20.
Okay,
20. Kristen, what say you? What percentage?
35.
So we have 35, 30, and 25. Is that right?
It's either 20 or 30.
20 or 30. Okay, well, we'll consult the judges and come back with the answer next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's N-E-X-Dive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.